Hello and welcome to Weaving Voices Podcast. This is Josephine Thomason, your host of this exploration. So I haven't made a podcast in, over a year or two. I don't even know. And my motivation for doing this one today is that we're heading into eclipse season and Mercury retrograde, and it's spring. So it's the 17th of April, and I'm just feeling the energies of spring really strongly here in Tucson, Arizona, and I have been wanting to offer a energy cleansing meditation that I do very regularly, and this recorded podcast situation is one of the better ways of letting the information go out into the ethers. So that's why I'm here. That's what we're doing. And I'm hoping to just do this in one big take. I'm not planning on doing any editing. So there's that. So to begin, the eclipse window that is opening on Thursday of this week is opening at the last degrees of Aries, so 29 degrees Aries, and it's a north node eclipse, really calling us into where it is we're heading. Where are we going? So the last eclipse window with the solar eclipses were with the south node, so asking us to clean up what was, really opening a lot of opportunity for transitioning physically. There was a lot of death that happened in this last 6 months since the last eclipse window, in my own experience, but also in the world, but also within my community of people. It was a theme. So now we're heading into the next 6 months. So I see the eclipse windows very much as like a chapter, right? So it's like a 6 month chapter that there's these themes playing out. And usually the moment of eclipse isn't when you really get it. It's usually about 3 months in, you start to really understand what it is that the universe is asking of us. So anyway, this eclipse that is about to open up the next 6 month chapter, it's at 29 degrees of Aries, and really asking us to vision what is coming forward. And within moments, within 24 hours, Mercury stations retrograde. So Mercury retrograde with the solar eclipse with Uranus right there. So there's a conjunction of Mercury and Uranus really calling us to our next levels, right? Like Uranus is that revolutionary energy that sees no point in the status quo whatsoever, really wants us to step forward fully into where we're heading, and really has no patience for our slowness of that process. And so often a Uranus transit feels like the rug gets ripped out from under you and you fall on your ass. And there's always a reason behind it, and over time you can look back and see it as a blessing. But the moment of hitting the floor fucking hurts. You're like, ow, this is incredibly painful. So I see around me, in the many people around me, having huge, massive shifts in their, you know, daily life. And so I'm just gonna call it as I see it, that this is part of that Uranus energy with Mercury asking us to really clean out our throat chakras and be able to articulate what it is we really want in the world. And simultaneously that with that, this eclipse is making a square to Pluto. The nodes are square to Pluto, and Pluto is just, you know, sitting right at that first degree of Aquarius, and it's real uncomfortable. For me personally, my sun is at very early degrees of Aquarius, and it is just really, well, it's landing for me financially, right? It's this place of power that is money. And so I am personally being asked to, you know, really shift some things around that, which has been a theme for me my whole life. But I believe that this next 6 months really is, something's going to be different by the end of this particular chapter. So anyway, there's that. There are other aspects happening with this eclipse, but I just, you know, want you to, if the rug has been pulled out from under you, or you pulled the rug out, or, you know, any of that kind of energy happening, I just want to give you lots of compassion and the mantra that this too shall pass, and that if all goes well, you will be more on your soul's path than you have ever been. And that's exciting and can be beautiful. So within that, the Mercury retrograde aspect is only 3 weeks, and it begins on Friday, I think. And so just right in there with the eclipse energy, and the energy of Mercury retrograde happens three times a year for 3 weeks. And it hits different spots, you know, in the chart each time. This particular Mercury retrograde is in Taurus at 15 degrees of Taurus. It's stationing, and it's going to go back to 5 degrees of Taurus and then back all the way through. So it's a Tauran kind of vibe that's going on. And so it's asking, wherever Mercury goes retrograde, it's asking us to clean up. It's asking us to slow down and clean up those piles, and what it is that really, really is, you know, needs to get taken care of. And so it's this opportunity for spring cleaning. That's why in a moment we're going to do an energetic cleansing of your property, of you. But I'm just going to teach you this process that I find incredibly helpful. It keeps me sane, so as a sensitive soul. So Mercury in Taurus is, you know, the focus is going to be Tauran, wherever Taurus lands in your chart. For me, Taurus is in my 8th house with my moon and my Saturn, and so those themes for me are going to be up, asking me to clean up all those places of inheritance, those places of other people's money where I am tied in with other people, and really cleaning up those cords of connection and maybe improving those pathways of money specifically. So Taurus is all, really likes the money and land and physical things, you know, just beauty, and maybe I'll be making some bread. I don't know. Taurus always, you know, asks us to tend the world. So the energy of Mercury being in retrograde in Taurus is like, what needs tending? What in your world needs tending? And that's going to be different for everybody, and what house it lands in, and what other aspects are happening. But like I said, for me, it's in my 8th house, really calling me to sit with that. So the 8th house is very much about the occult, about psychic intuitive awareness, about, well, the key words are sex, death, and other people's money. So that's where this is focusing for me right now. And I, you know, I do spend an awful lot of time in the multidimensional spaces and working with spirit and all of that good stuff. So I'm going to assume that I'm going to be cleaning up around my relationship with spirit, with my relationship with my guides, guardians, helpers, and with the land. There's just a lot of tending to do. And so I like to take a Mercury retrograde time as a extra spring cleaning, no matter what time of year it is. But right now we're actually hitting springtime, spring cleaning. And I find energetically that if you energetically clear a space or what it is you're doing before you try sorting it and try cleaning it and clearing it, it moves much easier and it's not so overwhelming. And I mean, it's still, you know, still gotta get the dust out of there and any mouse turds that might have accumulated or whatever the tending might be. But yeah, so that's why we're here today, is to offer you this meditation of energetic cleansing process that I learned many moons ago through Paralandra and the Garden Workbook. It is a process that I've done thousands of times, and I give direct credit for why people are constantly commenting, wow, the energy feels so good here, right? And it's really this particular process. So if you need it, you know, in written form, it is in the Garden Workbook by Michaela Wright. And it is, it's in the Garden Workbook. I think she has a PDF on her website, but I don't, you know, I'm giving her all the credit. And, but I'm going to do the process with you, and just listening to it, you can, do this process. So I want you to begin by taking a nice deep breath. Always, always a good place to start. And giving yourself permission to be fully focused here and bringing your awareness to this present moment and to your land. So I'm going to guide us as a property clearing situation. You can do this on, you know, whatever your desk or wherever you're working, your closet. You can focus it down real small. But today, this meditation, I'm going to do your land and my land. Okay, so what I want you to do first off is just visualize the space that you'll be clearing. And if you live in an apartment, it's just going to be your, you know, just your apartment, not the whole apartment complex. If you live, you know, whatever your living situation. For me, it is my home, my studio, my whole property to the property lines. So I'm just visualizing that. And then out 5 feet from the edges. So once you visualize that and you really call that forward, then we call in. We call to the light of the Christ and the light of nature to assist us here in releasing all darkened, stagnant, ungrounded energies. Anything that has been released by humans and absorbed by the nature kingdoms, we ask that they be fully and completely released at this time. And just breathing into that feeling, just that particular statement, setting that intention. And then seeing with me a sheet of white light all the way underneath your property line, or your whole property. So just a big sheet of white light that goes down under the ground, underneath your house, underneath anything that's on your property, and letting it sink down into the ground as deep as it wants to go. Letting it settle. Seeing it bright and shiny. And then once it finds where it wants to land, beginning to pull it up through all the layers. The layers of soil all the way up, pulling that heavy energies out. Whew. And allowing it to find its way up, 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 all the way. And if at any point it gets stuck, just asking whatever energy is holding it, that sheet of white light, just asking it to get off the sheet, because it clearly can't clear that way. And if that's not happening, that's fine. But just allowing, excuse me, allowing that sheet to rise up. Breathing nice and deep. So clearly I am actually doing this process on my home as we do this, so I just encourage you to do yours, focusing there. And now it is rising up for me all the way through the roof, all the way above the space. So you want to allow, take whatever time you need. If this is the first time you've ever done this or any sort of energy clearing, it may take a little longer because, you know, it might have some energy. So just take whatever time you need, allowing, I guess what I'm saying is just pause if you need to. And then letting it rise above the roof space, at least 5 to 10 feet above. Just seeing that, feeling that, and then bringing all the edges of the sheet together, tying it with a beautiful golden thread, and asking now that all of this energy be released fully to its next highest level, knowing that this is a process of transmutation and not negation. And just watching it go. So that is the gist of the energy cleansing process. There are many other processes that are in that book as well that are also very helpful. I'm not going to go over all of that, but things that will not clear this way are ghost energies, soul loss, grief, really, you know, entity attachment, that kind of stuff. So if any, you know, if any of those things are going on, just know that this isn't going to take care of those things, but it will take care of all the heavies and the, yeah, it should lighten the space a tremendous amount. So, and then I like to add to the whole situation a resetting of my property, of my home. Resetting, repairing, reknitting the matrix and pattern of my home. The energetic boundary on the whole space, calling for beautiful dome of golden light all the way around, keeping all who live here safe, and keeping all the heavy, all those intrusive energies outside of the gates, outside of this property. Yeah. So that is the process, and I am going to say that that is enough for today, but I really appreciate you listening if you did, and I look forward to, I don't know where this podcasting business is going to take me. I just really grateful for the opportunity and the miracle that is technology, that my voice can easily be syndicated and put on the internet, and if people want to take the time to listen, that's awesome. So anyway, blessings to all of you, and I hope this was helpful. And yeah, if you're having a bit of a time, I just want to give you my deep compassion and you know, encourage you to know that you are not alone, and that this world is a miraculous mess sometimes. And anyway, yeah, so if you're in that space, just feel that I'm giving you a big hug, and I will talk to you soon.